Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're peeling back the layers on something really fascinating. It's just a single article, but honestly, it delivers maybe more organizational insight than, 100 white papers.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it's by Rob Van Linde. He's an expert focused on agility, innovation, digitalization, and AI.
Ah, okay. And the article.
It's about this gap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between a company's ambition in AI and its internal reality. He uses a very specific hiring story as a case study.
Okay, so this is grounded in a real event that's always powerful. It gives us a kind of stress test, doesn't it? We're not just looking at theory.
Exactly.
We're analyzing a real decision someone made to actually walk away from a pretty high-profile job.
Yeah.
So the core tension is pretty clear right from the start. You have an organization, in this case it was Deutsche Welle, looking for a leader, an AI officer no less, someone to champion cutting edge innovation.
Yeah, a top job.
But their own internal process for finding that person, it sounds like it was fundamentally stuck in the past.
That's it, exactly. Van Linde's article goes into detail about why he withdrew his application. So our mission today is to take this, seemingly simple event and really unpack it.
Use it as a lens, basically.
Yes. Use it to define those critical internal AI values.
Mm.
The things organizations absolutely must adopt internally if they want their big, ambitious AI plans to actually, succeed.
So it's bigger than just hiring.
Oh, much bigger. It's about that chasm between the corporate aspiration, what they say they want to be, and the organizational reality, how they actually operate day to day.
It's like trying to lead a technical revolution, but you can't even modernize your own administrative front door.
Precisely.
The irony is just palpable. And Van Linde clearly saw it straight away.
Okay, so let's unpack the timeline for you, because this is where the operational culture really reveals itself. Van Linde applied for the AI officer position at Deutsche Welle.
Got it. AI officer.
The date he sent in his materials was September 4th.
Okay. Standard application, submitted online, presumably.
Seems like it. Nothing unusual at that point. Then about a week later, he gets a polite, standard confirmation email.
The usual, thanks, we got it.
Exactly. Purely administrative. We received your application. We'll begin the review process. Standard stuff.
But that was the last time he heard anything substantial.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the silence begins. And that right there is the immediate warning signal, isn't it?
Yep.
Van Linde noted that those days turned into weeks. Just nothing. Zero communication.
Now, look, slow HR processes, they're common. We all know that.
Unfortunately, yes.
But for someone applying for this specific role, an expert in AI, agility, data efficiency, the silence wasn't just, bad customer service for the candidate. It was a philosophical mismatch.
That's a big
one.
He didn't just see it as slow admin. He explicitly called it a process that was entirely out of step with the speed and efficiency that AI, the very technology he was supposed to implement, actually promises.
Wow.
Think about that internal dissonance. You're asking this leader to come in and transform your company, make it lean, fast, data-driven. But your own engine for finding that leader is sluggish, opaque, totally inefficient.
The ultimate missed opportunity, isn't it?
Totally.
The organization had a chance right there at the very beginning to demonstrate the principles this AI leader should champion.
Yeah.
Respect for time, maybe some automated workflows, transparency.
What did they demonstrate instead?
Well, they proved their current bureaucracy was slow enough and maybe opaque enough to actually deter the exact kind of talent they needed to fix it.
And that's why he withdrew. He concluded the organization just wasn't ready to lead in AI. But here's where it gets really interesting. He points out that the technology to fix this gap, it's not science fiction. It's available right now.
Ah, okay. This is crucial. So we're moving from the organizational failure, the silence, to the specific tech and processes that could have, prevented this whole situation. The organization didn't just fail to communicate. They failed to use the intelligent tools that would actually demonstrate competence in their own stated mission.
We're talking about things like, intelligent applicant tracking systems, ATS, the kind that don't just store resumes, but actively manage complex workflows, flag priorities, that sort of thing.
Basic stuff these days, really.
He specifically mentioned modern techniques that could have radically changed that waiting period, made it a transparent process instead of a black hole.
And he went further, right? Didn't he mention RAG?
He did. Retrieval Augmented Generation. RAG.
Yeah, RAG. For those who might not live inside natural language processing development every day, RAG is basically the tech that makes these big, sophisticated language models genuinely useful in an enterprise setting.
Right.
It connects them to real, verified data.
Okay, let's maybe give you the quick ELI 5 explain, like, 5 version for this context. Think of RAG as the tech that lets an AI system pull in verified, relevant, internal documents.
Like resumes and cover letters.
Exactly. In this case, maybe hundreds of them. And it can quickly synthesize that info against the specific job requirements. So instead of a human maybe reading 200 documents manually over, say, 3 weeks.
Which is probably optimistic.
Huh, maybe. An intelligent RG system could cross-reference the key skills in minutes. It could have immediately flagged, you know, the top 10 candidates, maybe even sent automated personalized updates.
And if we connect that back to the bigger picture, using RG in hiring isn't just about being faster.
Yeah.
It's about making data-driven decisions transparently, efficiently. Van Linde's point, I think, is that if the organization trying to hire an AI officer couldn't figure out how to intelligently use data and automation on a relatively straightforward internal admin problem,
like hiring,
then how could they possibly succeed when applying those same principles to complex customer-facing business problems? It just doesn't add up.
So yeah, his decision to pull out wasn't just frustration. It was rooted in this core belief. Organizations have got to practice what they preach.
The culture dictated the decision.
Exactly. The internal speed, the methodology, or lack thereof, that was way more important than the fancy job title.
Okay, but I have to maybe push back just a little bit here, because this feels like a very tech-centric view of HR, maybe. Isn't there a risk in over-automating the hiring for a senior executive role like this?
That's fair.
Maybe the slowness wasn't just inefficiency. Maybe it was, I don't know, intentional caution. Perhaps they were worried about bias if they used an AI filter, or maybe they genuinely wanted to keep that human touch for such a critical role.
That's a really good point, and it's often the defense you hear for bureaucracy, right? We need to be careful. But I think Van Linde's critique wasn't really about eliminating the human element entirely.
Right.
It was about eliminating the opaque vacuum, the silence. That wasn't sensitive caution. It was just a failure to communicate and leverage data effectively, even if the final selection absolutely required deep human review, which it probably should. The initial administrative processing, the shortlisting, the communication, that part should still demonstrate agility and transparency. Use the tools for what they're good at.
Ah, okay. I see the distinction. So the failure wasn't necessarily the slow final decision. It was the slow, silent, non-data-driven process leading up to any potential decision.
Precisely.
The lack of using data, the lack of status updates, that points to a fundamental all disrespect maybe for the candidate's time. And more critically for this role, a lack of faith in using data for their own internal efficiency.
Exactly right. And that brings us neatly to the core internal AI values, he argues, were just visibly missing from this whole hiring experience. And this is what you listening should probably look for in your own organization if you're serious about AI.
He called out 3 foundational values, didn't he?
Yeah.
Essential for genuine AI leadership.
He did. Agility, transparency, and the intelligent use of data. Think of these as like the prerequisites for success. You got to have these.
Okay, let's break those down in this context. Agility.
Agility here means responding quickly, iterating, viewing the application process itself almost like a data model. If 200 people apply, the system should adapt quickly to narrow the field, respecting everyone's time, not just letting things sit for weeks.
Makes sense. And transparency.
Transparency means that even if a final decision takes, say, 3 or 4 weeks, the candidate shouldn't be left completely in the dark, guessing. An intelligent system could easily provide automated updates.
Like, your application has moved from stage 1 screening to stage 2 department review. Simple stuff.
Simple stuff that builds trust. It shows respect.
Okay. And the third one, intelligent use of data.
This one's maybe the most critical. If you are hiring an AI officer, you absolutely must demonstrate that your own organization uses data to optimize its performance. If the organization refuses, or maybe just fails, to use modern ATS and R capabilities to manage its own internal data like candidate information,
yeah,
it basically proves that data intelligence isn't really a core priority yet. Not really.
It's almost like a cultural rejection of their own stated goals.
Yeah.
Right? You can't realistically ask a new leader to come in and install these 3 values, agility, transparency, data use, into the core business functions if the existing culture actively rejects them in its most basic administrative tasks, like hiring.
The process of hiring the AI officer became the organization's first, and in this case, failed proof of concept for their AI readiness.
Ouch. Yeah.
So this withdrawal, therefore, wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction, you know, born of frustration. It sounds like it was a very principled decision, based purely on observing the organization's internal culture and concluding that the mission statement AI leadership was fundamentally misaligned with the bureaucratic reality he experienced.
Absolutely. And Van Linde connects this specific experience to a much bigger historical pattern that he warns us about.
Right, the buzzword trap.
Exactly. He explicitly warns that if companies fail to embrace these internal AI values first, they risk falling into the exact same trap that plagued, remember, digital transformation.
Oh, do I ever. We've all seen that movie play out over the last, what, decade? Companies spent billions on digital transformation. But what actually happened, often...
Well, they bought some shiny new software.
Yeah.
And then basically pasted it onto the same old rigid bureaucratic processes without changing the underlying culture, the workflows, the mindset.
They focused on the digital part but kind of forgot the transformation part.
Precisely.
Yep.
And the result was, you know, tech adoption without real efficiency gains. It led to massive disappointment, cynicism even. The new tech just became another layer of expensive complexity in many cases.
And Van Linde is essentially making the argument that AI transformation is heading down that exact same path if the internal culture isn't fixed first.
Yeah.
You can buy the most sophisticated generative AI systems on the market, but if your internal speed, your data strategy, your level of transparency are still operating on that apply September 4th, hear nothing until late September cycle,
then the AI initiative is just going to inherit those same sluggish, opaque characteristics. It can't overcome the underlying culture.
You just cannot layer advanced AI onto an outdated, siloed, slow administrative framework and realistically expect success.
True innovation has to start at home. Your internal practices, your culture, they have to align with your external claims about being a tech leader. The AI officer they were trying to hire, they want him to fix their business.
Right.
But that officer looked at the hiring process itself and realized, wait, the fix needs to start right here in HR, in basic operations, not just out there in product development.
So the organization was kind of unwittingly providing documentary proof of its own unsuitability for AI leadership.
Wow. Yeah.
Using the very mechanism designed to secure that leadership. It's just such a powerful lesson in practicing what you preach.
It really is. And maybe here's a final provocative thought for you, for the listener, to consider based on all this.
Okay, let's hear it.
If an organization struggles even with readily available tech like modern ATS and RAG, if it struggles to apply basic AI principles like agility and data intelligence to solve an administrative problem as relatively straightforward and repetitive as filling a job vacancy,
yeah,
what does that truly imply about its readiness to tackle the really complex, large-scale, enterprise-wide challenges?
Yeah.
You know, the ones involving messy customer data, core revenue streams, long-term strategic pivots.
That really puts the spotlight right back on internal operations, doesn't it? Not just the fancy external AI project.
It absolutely does. It encourages you and maybe your own organization to take a really hard look at your internal values in practice.
Yeah.
Are they genuinely AI-ready values? Agile, transparent, data-driven? Huh. Or are they basically, you know, 1990s bureaucratic values with a shiny new AI budget attached?
A crucial distinction.
Because as Robin Linda's experience clearly shows, candidates, especially the top talent you need for these transformations, they are watching, and they're increasingly willing to walk away based purely on the evidence of your internal culture.
A truly deep dive today into why culture really does eat strategy for lunch, especially when that strategy involves something as transformative as AI. Thank you for diving into those sources with us.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you next time for the next deep dive.